Hi, this is David Warnock talking about Baltimore's future, and I'm with Stephanie Geller, who is with the University of Maryland School of Social Work. So welcome, Stephanie. Let's talk about your idea for using the purchasing power of local institutions to not only create greater social outcomes for people, but to create great jobs for people. And I think you were inspired by a project that happened in Cleveland and has been very, very successful. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
There is a project in Cleveland called the Evergreen Cooperatives, and Cleveland is very similar to Baltimore. It's a city that has a lot of the same problems that Baltimore has: high crime, high poverty, high unemployment. Yet in the center of all of that, there are some institutions that have a lot of resources. In particular, there are two big hospitals and Case Western University. And those institutions had been very active in the community for many, many years, but really through the social service perspective. So they were offering health clinics and all types of social services within the community, and they wanted to do more. And there was a study that saw that these three institutions spent about $3 billion a year, and they were spending probably the bulk of that outside of the community. So that's really where this project in Cleveland began. It began to look at how these three institutions could really be looked at through an economic lens and have a bigger economic impact in the city. One product or one service that the hospitals were using were laundry facilities, and they were actually trucking all of their linens outside of Cleveland. So the first business that they created in Cleveland to tap the economic power of the hospitals was a laundry. The second business created was a greenhouse, and they were buying all their lettuce from California and Arizona. So, you know, it made sense to, again, localize the development of produce.
$3 billion. That's quite remarkable. If you think about Johns Hopkins, Hopkins Hospital and University of Maryland, have you estimated how much money they spend on outside labor, outside products and services?
So there was a study a few years back of the institutions in Baltimore, and the number was very similar. It was in the billions.
So where did the startup capital for the laundry, for example, come from?
So the Cleveland Foundation was a huge supporter of getting this project off the ground. And they also took advantage of different government programs.
Stephanie, tell me a little bit about how it's such an impactful idea. How is the University of Maryland, who does have a deep commitment to the west side of Baltimore, how are they responding to this?
I'm going to be co-teaching a class with the University of Maryland Smith School of Business starting this winter. And there are going to be 10 business students and 10 social work students. And the idea is going to be to vet the ideas, to really look at these 40 ideas and see which enterprises will make sense in West Baltimore, which businesses would be profitable, which ones could really employ about 50 residents with limited skill, limited education, and which ones would the community be excited about.
What can we do to get buy-in for this idea?
It's opening people's eyes to a new lens that they can put on anchors and on traditional social service providers. I think one of the biggest impediments is just lack of knowledge and lack of understanding about the enormous potential of this idea.
It creates an ownership mentality, which is absolutely critical to social change.
It's transformational.
Yeah. Thanks for being with me today. For more information about this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner, go to www.baltimoreinnovation.org and visit wypr.org and warnockfoundation.org.